That means all through lunch hour and all day Wednesday. So when it's your time of work, why not call to Paul Moen for all your requirements in watches, clocks, jewellery, silver plate, barometers and trophies. That's Paul Moen Jewellers at the West End Arcade, Drogheda. Telephone 041 31543. That's Paul Moen Jewellers at the West End Arcade, Drogheda.
Advertisers, we've got the best advertising team for you, providing a service second to none, helping you to plan your advertising needs and requirements, planning features, making sure you get the best results possible, the best response at the most economical rates available. Community Radio Drogheda Advertising, putting you on the map. Call our advertising team today and they'll call on you. Telephone Bernadette Rooney or Mary Claire on 36906 or 32949. That's 36906 or 32949. Broadcast your message today and get results. Get the professionals working for you. Community Radio Drogheda Advertising, and you're alive on 225.
Furnish your home at factory prices at Wogan's Furniture Warehouse, Dunleer. Yes, factory prices, and just arrived at Wogan's Warehouse. 22 Chesterfield Suites to be sold at £119. 20 Tweed Suites to be sold at £135. 18 Draylon Suites to be sold at £195. And 16 Dining Room Suites to be sold at £175. They have 35 drawer chests selling at £29 and 30 double wardrobes selling at £55. They've beds by the hundreds. Wogan's also have on sale at factory prices a huge range of wall units, fireside chairs, rocking chairs, TV tables, coffee tables, everything you can imagine. Yes, you can buy your furniture at Wogan's Furniture Warehouse, Dunleer, just 15 minutes from Drogheda. And there's free delivery too at Wogan's Furniture Centre, Dunleer.
And welcome back to the lunchtime special. It is Wednesday afternoon, 27 minutes after 1 o'clock, and it's with apprehension I just wonder about what time it is in San Francisco, because up out of his bed and very kindly talking to us at the moment at the other end of a line is Niall O'Dowd from Drogheda, who is working at this point in time with the Washington Post. But Niall, you've been kept going rather busily with this big Mooney story in San Francisco, is that correct?
Yes, it's one of the biggest stories that I've handled in the last few years. The fact that the Wire Service, Associated Press, picked up the story and my name was used in the report, which went all over the world, means that I'm getting an awful lot of calls from as far away as Australia, actually, and I've had 46 calls from American newspapers looking for details. I think it's a story that's got the fascination of the media here, and also that there's a tremendous wave of sympathy and compassion for the Irish family who are caught in this most horrible of situations, which, as you can appreciate, is one that must be a nightmarish one for them.
Well, obviously there's great interest. It's one of your stories in the Irish press this morning, you know, is a front page story and so on. So obviously there is very, very big interest in it at the moment. You obviously have met the parents of Mary Canning. So are they in a very, very distressed mood at the moment?
Yeah, actually, I'm acting as their media advisor out here. I arranged three press conferences for them, and I was, in fact, the only journalist at the initial trouble when they went up to the camp to look for their daughter, and the Moonies, and they came to blows. I have met, it's Mr. Canning and his daughter, and the daughter's father, who are here, and I have met them, and the young pair, his daughter, Marie is her name, and her husband, Patrick, are really pretty okay, but Mr. Canning Sr. is a County Donegal farmer who has already lost 14 pounds in weight since he came over here, who is obviously like a fish out of water coming to a place like San Francisco. He's hardly ever been out of County Donegal, and it's him, I think, that is generating more sympathy than anyone else.
Well, you did say, though, that you were the only journalist who was covering at the time that they tried to get into where the Moonies were holding the young girl. So could you describe to us exactly what happened there? And it was, of course, a bid that was in vain.
Yes, it was an attempt in vain, but at the same time, it did catch the attention of the media, and I think if they do get Mary Canning back, it will be due to that one incident more than any other thing. The incident, as I saw it, was we were about 80 miles north of San Francisco, at the in the middle of a very, very deep canyon, which is where the Moonies tend to place their ranches, as far away from habitation as possible, so that if you're thinking of escaping, it's about 22, 25 miles back to the main road, and there's no other way of transport except their vehicles. It's a very isolated spot. About 50 Irish people from San Francisco who had feeling very strongly about this case since the father came out and appealed for help to the Irish community, went up to the ranch, and our way was blocked at the door by, at the entrance rather, by about five or six Moonies who said, there's no way you're getting in here, and told Mr. Canning, you'll never see your daughter again. And the Irish contingent became slightly unruly and a bit upset at these kind of comments that were coming from the Moonies. So they brushed the five Moonies aside, went in through a gate rather abruptly, and headed up towards the main ranch building, whereupon they were met by approximately 50, 55 Moonies carrying crowbars, mallets, just about everything they could lay their hands on. And there was a, what the press calls here, an altercation, which went on for about 10, 15 minutes. And it was getting very serious, and finally the Sonoma County Sheriff sent along 10 squad cars with 20 policemen, 20 armed policemen, to try and sort out the mess. But I think that it was quite a frightening experience, because there was a lot of the Irish contingent who were in fact quite old, and it also included three nuns. So you can imagine the state of fear and shock that they were in. And I think it was all encapsulated by one nun who said, all this just so to stop a man seeing his daughter. That was his opinion on it.
Well, this is the question I'd like to pose to you, Niall, because obviously now you probably would know more about the Moonies because you have been covering this story so closely than others would. And for us on the outside, and we're just seeing the great efforts being made by this family to get their daughter back, why are the Moonies so anxious to hold on to her? And you have mentioned the publicity that has come about from it. Obviously, the organisation, this sect, this cult, is receiving bad publicity in places like Australia and around the world as a result of this story. So why do you feel they're so anxious to hold on to Mary Canning?
Well, I think it's a no-win situation for the cult, because if they let her go now, well, they've lost the publicity battle very, very badly. And if they keep her, well, at least they feel that the other one, I don't know exactly what the figure is, but it must be somewhere around 5,000-6,000 Mary Cannings in America. In other words, young people who were duped into joining the Moonies in the last couple of months. They might say, hey, I want out too. One of the most interesting comments has been made by one of the chief deprogrammers here in San Francisco, who said, no matter how much they seem to be in the Moonies, 98% of them have something in their mind way back there that says, I want to get out of here too. I think if the Moonies let Mary go, it'll be a very severe blow to them, but I think less severe than if they keep her, in terms of the public relations aspect of it.
Well now, Niall, as a journalist and in your job, you always look at something from an objective point of view, and I do get from hearing your talk there that you are very sceptical of the Moonies organisation. Would this be a sort of an opinion held by most people in the States at this point in time, and those people who are very close to the story in San Francisco?
Well, it's very, very hard not just to be sceptical. I could think of a lot harsher terms about them when you see a situation where, in my experience of dealing with Moonie stories, going back over a couple of years, that this a very, very decent families, who for no reason at all suddenly find their loved one, either a daughter or a son, pitted against them, and even spouting words of hate about the father, as this girl has done, in terms like, yet 3 months ago, as the father says, I reared her for 23 years, and he just can't believe that this has happened. And in that sense, you can't have very much sympathy for the Moonies. And I think the recent court decision in England that more or less banned them from that country was probably the correct one. Nobody likes to see minds invaded to such an extent. I mean, everybody knows that young people go through periods of change, but when a person has been with a family, and I think on my own experience with a family, a very loving family, and then to see how this can wreck a family when the daughter turns around and abuses the father and everyone else in that family. No, there is no sympathy for the Moonies from me or from, I think, a lot of people, particularly here in the Bay Area.
Well, now, your story this morning in the Irish press, although you do suggest that she is brainwashed, it did quote that the Mooney leader in San Francisco was prepared to have her, seen by a psychiatrist.
Yes, that's true. You see, you got to look at it in the context of the media battle. This is where this has been fought. Who appears to be, the least offensive in the media? And the Moonies have offered the aid of a psychiatrist to assess Mary. Well, you know, what the family and when I talked to them, well, we discussed it, what they thought, and I agreed with them. Well, why a psychiatrist at this stage? Is that not an admission by the Moonies that there could be something wrong, yet they have admitted all along that they have said all along that they don't think there is? You cannot trust the Moonies. They're a very, very powerful organization, and when they say an independent psychiatrist, I think you need at least 6 months to check out the background of that independent psychiatrist per se.
So then, one last question, because we don't want to delay you any longer, because...